Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. There is a theme for each event. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 17th, 2015 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. 10 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, adventure. This week's story comes to us from Aaron O'Brien and is titled, Damn the Tornado, Full Speed Ahead. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so my story happens in the summer of 2008. Earlier that year, I had just graduated from college and my mom bought me a new car. It was a 2005 Toyota Corolla with 30,000 miles on it. I'm going to have this thing forever. And it gets like 35 miles to the gallon. And so I decided that summer I wanted to go on a big road trip. And the boyfriend I was dating at the time, Pat, he was originally from Chicago. And I had never been to Chicago and I never met his mom or his stepdad. So I decided it'd be fun to take a little road trip from Missoula to Chicago. And so that's what we did. We started, and so we went through Billings, and instead of going on I-90 through Wyoming into South Dakota, we took that Highway 212 that you take if you want to go to the Battle of the Little Bighorn Field or whatever. So we went through that. Well, we had started out in Billings. We got to Billings the night before, stayed with my cousin, and then started out that day. And this is the biggest road trip I've ever been on. I'm really nervous. I hate driving anyway. But I started out driving. So I'm like, I'm going to conquer my anxiety and just do it. And taking 212 is actually really nice because it's a two-lane road and pretty peaceful for the most part. There's not very many people, or other cars, So I wasn't as nervous. So we're driving along and there's not very much to see in southeastern Montana. It's farmland, horses, cows, no mountains. It's pretty desolate. So we're driving along, and next thing I see on the horizon is these black clouds, like huge black clouds, blacker than I've ever seen. And I'm thinking, oh no, this is going to be a big thunderstorm. And I'm also thinking, this could be a storm that could produce a tornado. But, you're just overthinking, Aaron. You're overthinking. You're just nervous. It's just going to be a thunderstorm. It's fine. So we're driving along in the middle of nowhere, like I said, and it starts to get pretty windy. And so then I get really nervous, and I'm starting to panic a little bit. And then Pat says, look over there. There's a tornado. And I start freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God. There is. Oh, I don't know what to do. And he's like, just calm down, it's fine, just calm down. I'm like, how can I calm down? I grew up in Kalispell. We don't have tornadoes. I've never been in a tornado in my life. And it wasn't very big, but still, I looked over and saw it, and I was like, that is a tornado. Maybe if I don't look at it, it won't come to me. I'm just not going to look at it. I'm just going to keep driving. Then we keep, driving along still, and then there's a whole sheet of hail that starts coming down. And the hail is probably like, coin size, quarter size hail. Like, bigger than I've ever seen and could do some damage. And I'm going like 70 miles an hour because I'm freaking out. So I want to get to the next destination as fast as possible, wherever that is. So I'm driving, and then Pat's like, we probably should pull over because this might crack, windshields could get cracked. And so I'm like, okay, fine. So pull over and in the middle of nowhere, and it's coming down like buckets. Like, it sounds like people are dropping rocks from like a story above onto my car. And so we're just sitting there, and then the next thing we see, there's a line of bikers that are going the opposite way, because we were 2 hours away from Sturgis, and that was the end of the bike rally, so there was a bunch of bikers coming back from that. And a lot of them were going through the same thing we were sitting through, and a lot of them weren't wearing helmets. And I was like, oh my God, you guys must be in so much pain right now. I am so glad I have a car that is protecting us. So we're sitting, and it finally ends, and it looks like it just snowed. There's that much hail all over the road. So, you know, driving along, we drove another 20 miles or so, and we come to this little town. I don't even know if it's a town. Alzada, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of it, but it's in the very southeastern tip of Montana, and I think there's a population of 29 people. But it has a post office, a convenience store, and a bar. And I see the bar, and I pull right in, because I need a drink right now. And I look, you know, I get out and look in my car, and there's dents all over my new car. Like, damn it. Damaged already. Oh well, what can you do? Could have been worse. So we have a couple drinks at this bar. It's called the Stoneville Saloon. And it's, I guess it's pretty popular with bikers and stuff. And you go inside and there's this woman that's like the only bartender. And she's like Silver Fox, got her hair all dolled up and like really skinny. And she owns the bar. And I guess that she bought it, I don't know, in the early 90s with her and her husband. They were from California, and they came up for the Sturgis Rally, and then they decided that it would be fun to live in Alzada and own a bar. So they bought it, and it's a really cool bar. It's, you know, it's a total dive bar, and it was pretty hopping. There were some people there, and, you know, had a couple drinks and calmed my nerves, but I told Pat that he was driving the rest of the way because I was done. I had had my panic attack for that day, so I was done. So The rest of the drive was pretty uneventful. We get to Chicago and stay there for about 10 days, and then we decide we want to come back, and we haven't been back in like 10 days, so we were just really excited to get home. And that night before, we had went to a Cubs game, and we woke up extremely hungover and decided it would be a good idea to just keep driving back. And we thought there'd be a place where we'd come to stop, but nope, we just kept on driving like the whole way from Chicago all the way to Missoula. We made it in 24 hours. I wouldn't recommend that. But when I was driving along, it was probably like 4 in the morning, and I was nodding off, and we were coming to around Alzada again. And I just remember the next thing I'm seeing are these deer, like bucks, two of them like hopping, like bounding this road. And I'm like, I think I'm hallucinating. And I keep nodding off. I'm like, oh God, this is real. This is real. Pat, you need to start driving right now because I'm going to hit a deer and we're both going to die. Thank God that didn't. I pulled over. Nothing happened. He drove the rest of the way and we made it back. But that was, you know, one of the most adventurous trips I've been on and the longest trip. And, you know, it was fun, except for the tornado part. But it's fun to talk about now, and that was my story, so thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing and more. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts and more. Great music, great people, RockinRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and to the storytellers, Jim Beyer, Aaron O'Brien, Pat Abbey, David Michael Sojourn Dupuy, Carla Thielen, Kevin Bassett, Katie Asaro, Michael English, Carly Fetzer, and Ed Stalling. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the 2015 Tell Us Something dates and themes. TellUsSomething.org. Have a great one.